Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, one of our wise men that keeps us on the straight and narrow path. Remember now, if you look at the ancient civilizations that lasted longer than 200 years, and one of the first visitors was a geopolitical wizard and genius, de Tocqueville, that visited America back in his early days, and he made the statement that, basically countries go through a series of phases. Unless you have wise men, like all the ancient pharaohs, kings and emperors always had wise men, and in many places were considered, along with the hierarchy of priestcraft around them, as the keepers of wisdom, and had a higher position of authority than even the warrior king. When we in the media do our job properly, which is, you know, exposing the truth and providing solutions, it needs to be heeded, and we don't need to necessarily take credit. Like, I'm certain that Donald Trump and his crowd are listening to things on this show by wise people like Lowell Ponte, but they need to do. I mean, when we saw the failure of the FBI, we know that this is a systematic failure of a system that doesn't just need better background checks. It doesn't just need to remove bump stocks. It needs to have a pre-crime institute that finds that people like this young man's hearing demonic voices and planning and killing people on social media isn't picked up and put it in an institution. And then someone like me, who is a metabolic functional medicine wizard, could sort out why he has an abnormal brain like young Frankenstein and fix it. The poor man had a bad upbringing. He was adopted. He probably had vaccines. He had ADD. Most likely, if you actually analyze his brain tissue, you'd find abnormal heavy metals, the shutting off of his frontal lobes and dysmyelination. It's no wonder his reptilian brain took over and he heard voices. And then, of course, he's obviously an easy pickup if you want to do a false flag, because there's good evidence there was a shooter drill going on in the school at the same time, and there's more than one shooter. So we can't tolerate, even in the media, as you're going to talk about, some positions and voices by so-called media pundits and movie stars that indicates they want to do violence to anybody, especially our executive branch like the president and his family. This is intolerable. In ancient civilizations, they would be drawn and quartered or shot or hung in a public square if they made these kind of statements. So, Lowell, give us your take on this. We have your article. It's going to be posted up today. I'm glad to see the president doing things, but I don't want to see window dressing. I don't want to see just an increased background check thing to disarm legal people that are sane. I want to make sure that insane people that are going to be coming to the what called the pre-crime radar are picked up and helped.
Sure. Well, one thing we know, obviously, is this is not really a time to blame the gun. It is to look elsewhere, as you were doing, because we had far more guns per citizen, far more widely dispersed in the 1950s and the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, for that matter. And yet we didn't see this kind of fanatic gang shooter. We had, the University of Texas sniper, who actually killed a student I knew who had gone to the University of Texas in order to prepare for the Peace Corps so he wouldn't have to serve in Vietnam because he hated America. He was killed by the Texas sniper. I guess it's one more proof, as the ancient Greeks would say, that you can't outrun your fate that easily. But what we have nowadays, for example, we see these kids carefully herded to Tallahassee, where they regale the politicians with how we must right now begin disarming people. Well, they're being herded there by a Soros-linked radical left-wing organization, the same one that helped organize the Women's March. This organization selected drama student kids who were anti-Trump and excluded any kids who had anything pro-Trump to say.
Right.
So it's a very carefully crafted group of young people the media is now amplifying and glorifying over and over and over again. And there's a lot of obvious disinformation as well. For example, this idea that the U.S. is the most violent, mass shooting death kind of country in the world. As John Lott pointed out, Norway has a much higher rate of mass shooting deaths than the U.S. does. Serbia is number two. France, number three, all at about 0.3 to 0.4, as is Macedonia, as is Albania, as Slovakia, Finland, Belgium, the Czech Republic. Then comes the U.S., which has a death rate of only 0.089.
Yeah, and that could be brought to zero, couldn't it? With proper policies that are not gun policies. Now, I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine. I know about the fact that the government was running a PSYOP in Columbine for 13 years before it happened. Both Cleveland and Harris were on serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs. Both of them, their parents were involved with the military. They knew about the pipe bombs for years. Their neighbors called in to the local police and sheriff's office, and they did nothing. And the same thing goes on with Sandy Hook, which is a school that was closed for 3 years. It was actually condemned. It was actually a war game. I've actually had Jim Fetcher on the program and other experts that this is, again, another PSYOP, and they have the lone shooter situation. The globalists want to disarm us because of one important thing. The future is coming up quickly. In 5 to 7 years, the media companies of the Silicon Valley want to hack into human consciousness bidirectionally, like the movie that came out, Jumanji. Number two, they think there's too many, quote, excess humans because they want to replace them with a cyborg robot class that are made of human flesh that's genetically engineered and connected to a supercomputer so that the elevated class, like the movie Gattaca, wants to have life extension technology like Mr. Bezos from Amazon. He's got a clock inside a mountain, I guess he's building this 10,000-year clock. And they want to have literally genetic and cybernetic enhancement to make them literally the demigods of a future world. Now, it's pesky to have 7 or 8 or 10 or 12 billion people around that actually have independent consciousness and ability to understand things, not just individually, but collectively, because in
sense we are... have, as Chairman Mao famously said, political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. As long as they have a gun, they have some measure, large or small, of political power. By the way, Colin Powell, you remember Colin Powell.
Oh, yeah, I call him Colin Powell because he's so full of it.
Well, but he did say only about 25% of young Americans 18 to 25 are able to meet the qualifications for military service.
A large they're 4F.
Criminal records. Yes, go ahead.
What happened is I took care of the Top Gun pilots at Air Force Academy, and I was a civil aviation examiner for decades. And what happened is I talked to the senior directors there that actually back in the early 80s were considering bringing in video games to actually train their pilots to be better shoots, etc., to have a simulation chambers in the Air Force Academy in Colorado, which is like the West Point for pilots. And they were terrified from their psychologists looking at this, thinking that they wouldn't be able to turn off the kill reflex. Now, we've hardened our civilization. We have war games and video games that, to be honest with you, are quite obscene. If you actually see the games that these kids are playing, it's not surprising you're rewiring their brain to be killing machines and to be, in a sense, cyborgs. And it's not going to be far distant. For example, my computer, which is getting a new motherboard, it has an MD Athlon 18 chip. It's the fastest chip in the world. There's other ones that have some similar speeds, the 32 and the 64 chip, but they're not faster. And these chips actually are quick enough. You can use what's called a halo helmet and actually interact with your brainwave and electromagnetic field from your brain and your cortex can actually control the computer. You can buy these things right today. Now, it's not too distant future where these kids will actually be hacking bi-directionally into systems where they'll be playing games. And also the system can see what they see, hear what they hear, and actually start to control or even download consciousness and ideas into their minds. So we're entering into what's called the world of the cyborg non-intelligentsia. And people don't understand this. It's not just a matter of downloading, say, how to speak German or go to the library through your cortex. It's the idea that we're now entering a time where luciferic omniscience is going to enter human consciousness. That's where we're going. And that's why they want to disarm us, because if we know what's really coming, we're going to fight back. And believe me, the violence of the righteous is a lot more dangerous and vile and destructive than the helter-skelter of the demonically energized. That's not far away. It's less than a decade.
Anytime.
And we're coming back. So, Lowell, this article, I want to pull out a couple of points here. We have people, for example, that make crazy statements like, I think you talked about this in your article, that, you know, I want to blow up the White House. Can you go back to the specific points and the people involved here? Why do we tolerate these kind of comments?
We're now told we have indications that this young man was saying all kinds of crazy things, and everyone should have known that he was as he was and capable of doing what he did. And yet, while these kids are protesting guns, they're not protesting people in our culture who are massively inclined to murderous violence. I mean, nowadays the left has even just put out a new website that they're using in their advertising called #KillTheNRA. Why is this significant? Because the singer Madonna, after Trump's election, said she had thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Why was she not arrested? Why was she not arrested? I don't understand in this civil culture why a person that makes those kind of bold, seditious statements, and look at all these people that have done this collaboration. I don't see Mueller going after all these maniacs that literally were doing seditious, literally a takeover of the government. Why aren't they wearing orange? Why are they not cuffed? Why are they not zip-tied and heading off to prison?
My point is, the media and these young protesters and so on who are guided by the left never bring up the fact that the left is in the process of normalizing this kind of violence, hatred, and destruction. A few other examples. Actor Johnny Depp declared that maybe it's about time that another actor assassinated a president, as John Wilkes Booth's 1865 murder of President Abraham Lincoln did.
Right.
A comedian, Kathy Griffin, held up the bloody severed head, or what appeared like it, of Donald Trump. Late night TV host Stephen Colbert, to boost his ratings, depicted the head of White House conservative analyst Stephen Miller impaled on a spike, as in the days of Henry VIII. Barack Obama just had his portrait, his official portrait, done by Kehinde Wiley. Kehinde Wiley is a new age shock artist who is best known for depicting black women holding up severed white heads.
Oh, you're kidding.
This is true, absolutely true. Point is, well, you can look this up.
This is why even this movie here that just came out, that's blowing all the records off, you know, in the theaters. You know what I'm talking about.
Black Panther, yeah.
Yeah, that this is a uber-racist movie that it doesn't tell the truth, and actually is trying to polarize and balkanize and break up civilization. I'm colorblind. I got pretty well every nationality in my genetics except for black. And I can tell you, my wife has got some black genes going way back. So I can tell you, I'm not a racist, and neither is the president. And when I hear people make statements like that, it makes my blood boil. And I can't believe that the left continues to tell us that we're racist because our skin looks pinker. As I told many people over the years, my mother's skin is a hell of a lot blacker than Barack Obama ever was. And I got a kick out of her being a Syrian Lebanese. I got a kick out of people saying stupid things like this. And it aggravates the hell out of me. Now, they do this because their eventual goal is to kill most of us. Now, people don't get this. They think I'm just mad. I'm making this up. No, I'm on the inside. I've actually worked with Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. I worked with the CDC and FBI and radiation, on radiological, nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare against the population. And believe me, it's dark elements in our government that are working with globalists to bring about this dark future. And these stupid kids that think that they can put in a few gun legislation, three of the guns that this maniac kid had were illegal. So even if they got the legal guns, they wouldn't get the illegal ones because he obtained them illegally. He should have been picked up for other reasons.
Just to help clarify people's thinking about guns, if we look at gun deaths in the United States, about two-thirds of them are suicides. The white suicide rate has actually gone up so much that we now have negative population growth in the country. We actually have a decline in the average age of death in this country statistically, part drug-related. Then a great many of them are drug turf wars in big cities. You know, one typically black or Latino gang fighting another for a particular street corner. They kill each other. Back when Bill Clinton was president, he ordered the Centers for Disease Control to study gun violence as if it were a disease.
Right.
Only when he looked at the data, he put them on about, all the gun deaths of children. You know how they define children? Anyone up to 22 years of age was defined as a child. In other words, it was rigging the data, juicing the data to produce the dramatic results they wanted. And, of course, most of those deaths were drug fights.
Yeah, but another part, I had Larry Pratt on, from founder of Gun Owners America, on Monday.
Well, he's an older.
And this is a statistical fact that 98% of the shooting deaths in America are in no gun zones. So, firstly, there should be no gun zones. One thing I do agree, I don't want to see the schools turn into TSA places where you go and have to go through a terahertz body scanner and a metal detector and all this crap. But what I do want to see is armed teachers and armed veterans inside the school. I want to see proper, visual identification cameras so that if they see a vid cam that says somebody is not supposed to be in that school, it immediately notifies the armed teachers and the armed reserve or military or police that are retired that are working there now, because we've got 460,000 vets that could be working and aren't that need to be in these schools. And we also you would need to register people, not guns. My system is not part of the background check thing. The background check thing can be hardened somewhat, but that's not going to solve this. You need to have a system where you get what I call, like Minority Report, a pre-crime institute that's federal and state. Because remember, gun sales is regulated not by the federal government, it's by each state. So if we don't have a national database, how are we going to stop this? Right?
Well, if that's a bit Canadian for it to do when an American hears it. But let me give a few more examples from my article.
Right.
New York City, Shakespeare in the Park, depicted the assassination of an actor made up to look exactly like Donald Trump, stabbed to death in a crowd.
Right.
Videos by Snoop Dogg and Marilyn Manson both have the singer shooting a character made to resemble our duly elected president. These things are more than just shooting off one's mouth, which
right.
The First Amendment is legal. These are how-to hate guides.
I think there should be consequences, whether social media statements, public statements, songs, or videos, or whatever. I think they require jail time, and in other civilizations and cultures, they would require prison and death.
You know what that things were in the old days? There's a famous tale told in the Secret Service that one day a man was sitting in his home, and there was a knock on the door, and it was two Secret Service agents.
Right.
He said, "We're here to talk about your letter threatening the life of the president." And he said, "I didn't write any letter threatening the life of the president." "Well, didn't you say that you felt like you wanted to puke on the president?" "Well, yeah, I said that. But don't you understand, sir, that if enough people puked on the president, he would die?"
Is that a real story, or is it a comedy routine?
And yet we have these people with George Bush and other Republicans who have put out movies and videos showing exactly how you would go about killing a Republican president. And this is treated as not even worth mentioning.
My, am I. Back in a moment. Now, the amazing thing about people like Nancy Pelosi is they should be gaining more seats in the first term of a president. But I think that, as you know, Nancy Pelosi is like a secret weapon for the Republicans. She makes more obscene statements all the time. She even said that the tax reform was unpatriotic. That's the latest, besides the crumbs and the other thing that she said. And Hillary Clinton's deplorables. What I see happening is our society, the left isn't really left anymore. It's not really kind of looking to get universal health care or even get the DACA kids. You can see it that when Donald Trump lays out something that's even more glorious in terms of being magnanimous to the so-called DACA kids. And by the way, the other people that are in that are illegals that have applied for decades and spent $100,000 or more trying to become citizens are very mad that these kids are trying to jump the line and get citizenship by, let's say, as early as this summer, when some of these people waited decades and spent a lot of money. We did. My wife is not an American, but she became one some during the last 10 years when we came back here. My second son was born in Augusta, Georgia, at the Augusta Regional Hospital. But my other children were Canadians, and we had to spend a lot of money for them to become American. And I find it very irritating that Trump, you know, that the left doesn't even agree with the fact that Trump is being magnanimous, but he doesn't want DACA 2, 3, and 4. Now, it's the same thing going with violence. And the NRA, by the way, supports getting rid of bump stocks. They support better background checks, but we need to have something even more advanced than background checks. We need a system to pick up and take the on the chin, just like that Air Force Academy guy that told me, we don't know if we insert these video games, and these are pilots, they're normal people, they're normal, upright, patriotic citizens, that if we can turn off the kill reflex. So what do you think when you have a child that has no frontal lobe activity on a quantitative electroencephalogram, their QEG shows that they basically have a reptilian brain operating. They may have ADD and ADHD and in violent outbursts like this kid would bump people in the hallway and fight with them. We have a situation where social media makes it very evident we can pick these people up easy. It's what I call geopolitical and violence flypaper, whether you're a Muslim terrorist or a crazy kid.
When it comes to mental illness, to me as a libertarian, merely being on the left is unquestioned proof of mental illness.
Oh, I agree with you. I don't think this is rational at all what they're doing.
No, these people believe that they can confiscate everything you've earned and redistribute it to people they like. They believe they can coerce you, regulate you, and so on, to an absurd degree, violate every freedom you have. That alone is mental illness. And then when you combine that with an almost psychopathic hatred of Republicans in general and Donald Trump in particular, because he tells the truth about them.
Right.
You're dealing with such a pathology there that I propose in this article, when I say it's time to disarm certain mentally ill people, I don't think the average Hollywood actor who makes these anti-Trump statements should ever be allowed to own a gun.
Oh, absolutely.
They should never be allowed to hire anyone as a bodyguard who would carry a gun to protect them or do their bidding in some other way. Well, and of course, that would be a wonder. I always said to Bill Clinton and Hillary and the Obamas, if you really say that ordinary Americans don't need guns, that guns are unnecessary in this society, well, then why don't you lead by example and disarm your Secret Service detail?
Yeah.
I mean, most people don't realize the president is surrounded, and I mean left-wing presidents too, by a Secret Service detail that if they had reason to, they literally have enough firepower to kill thousands and thousands of people. You don't know the kind of weapon they have hanging down the side of their
tongue. And the skill sets and the immediate reflexive mind-body action to do it so quickly before you blink, you're dead.
Yeah. So in other words, we have seen the mad in the minds of people like the singer Madonna. We have to remember the first three letters of her word are mad. We can no longer just tolerate the loony left's of violent insanity. We have to take some action. Well, and if these kids in Tallahassee are not willing to denounce the leftist smear attacks on Donald Trump as psychopathic, then they are so misguided that they shouldn't be listened to at all.
Well, I think there's several ways to kind of reunify the civilization. The first is prosecute anybody who makes a vile threat or tries to do a coup against the president, either on social media or threats to kill him in certain manners. So if all these Hollywood-type people or anybody in the media or even kids make vile threats, they're going to kill anybody, including the president, they need to go to a mental health, we call it prison, mental health prison, where we try to fix what's wrong with them, but we don't re-release them on the streets, and we sure as hell don't let them get anywhere near guns or any kind
and
of other...
And by the way, just as a footnote to what you're saying there, let's not forget a socialist Bernie Sanders supporter stalked and opened fire on a group of Republican lawmakers who were playing baseball,
right,
severely wounding, almost killing House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. If this ideological left-wing fanatic had not had to face the security detail that Steve Scalise carried with him as a high-ranking member of the House, this killer would have killed all of the Republicans there.
Well, let's put it this way. Our influence, like on this show, when you go on, is not minimal, okay? I know before we left Genesis and came back after a year and a half, we were just under Alex Jones in terms of total listener audience, plus not only our show, but also our blogs on New York, on live stream, going to Vimeo, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker, Dailymotion, and BitChute. We don't want to necessarily take credit, okay? But what we want to do is we want to see action moving forward in a logical manner. There's no dialogue between left and right. If there was an open dialogue in universities where they just don't want the right to discuss anything, it's because their ideas are so insane, if you don't believe them, as they say, they need to punch you in the face or kill you. And so we're now getting into I call satanically energized balkanization of the country. And I said this to my wife the other night. I said, if they succeed in either killing Trump or killing the economy, because those are the two options they have, and they do install a beast, a Democrat or Rhino Republican beast in the House to try to disarm the American public, we'll rip the guts out of this country. And most of these people aren't going to make it to prison. They're going to make it to the grave. If the left thinks that they're going to disarm 94 million armed Americans with 380 billion guns and bullets, they're out of their cotton picking mind. And we now also have the creativity to be the most creative nation on earth to create technologies that are a lot more dangerous than guns, as I said on my show. And I'm just going to mention a few of them again. Okay, and if people want to contact me, I'll give more details. You can make in your garage. Two of them I was taught by Special Forces because I was their doctor and Delta Force. Okay, and the two are a siped ball bearing accelerator weapon. It flies 10 to 20 times faster than a bullet and will go through a Bearcat or through level 3 body armor like it's butter. The second is a linear accelerator weapon using welder's flux that can cut a man in half in a mile. I know about EMP weapons, scalar weapons. In fact, I've actually made some very great progress in terms of scalar technology that I can miniaturize. You can literally have a shoulder-launched scalar weapon that can take out integrated circuits, knock down people, and make them seizure all over the place. If the government thinks they're going to take us on, they're delusional. And I periodically get death threats. You know how I counter it? I say, I got techie friends, we got your IP address, and the local authorities are coming to get you. And if you're stupid enough to get through our gated community, I'm like Predator. I have armor-piercing weapons and incendiary bombs, and I'll blow you to bits and blow your head off before I say hello. And guess what? All the death threats stop. You know why? They know I'll bring it. And that's what we need to have. We have a president that'll bring it. That's why they haven't killed him yet. They had one of the former dead FBI officers, October 2016, with a Glock with no serial numbers. They weren't filed off. And you only get those if you're working for the CIA or FBI or another agency. Was in the Trump Tower, trying to pretend that he was just wandered over there. And they tried to bring us a narrative that he was a guard from a building nearby that wandered in the Trump Towers, was just confused. No, he was trying to kill Donald Trump. So there's been numerous attempts, I'm sure, if we knew the totality of it. It's not just people like Madonna. And it's not just Trump. It's other Republicans. I'm sure Nunez is getting lots of nasty letters and emails. because of what he's doing. This is going to end, and it's not going to end well for the left if they keep pushing it.
No, and any rational person, any sane person would know that when you try to depose an existing president like this, you are not only being anti-democratic and nation-destroying, you're engaging in a lunacy that could trigger a civil war in this
country. Oh, it will be. If we get a Democrat president in, it'll be civil. Society is, like the comments from the maniac that set up the cutting up of people in Hollywood years ago. I don't even want to mention his name. Helter Skelter. And when I see the media behavior, and I see the behavior of even these young kids that are so loony themselves, that they think that somehow turning their school into a TSA entry point to get into the aircraft. And remember now, a lot of these situations, like the guy with the shoe bomber, he was going to put C4 in his shoes, right?
Yep.
C4 is like Sterno to warm up your ham sandwich or your soup. It's not going to blow up an aircraft. Or if you know anything about munitions, you can't make a peroxide liquid bomb, so you couldn't carry on liquids on the plane. How ridiculous is that? You can't carry your bottle of water that's maybe 6 ounces on the plane when it says on the side it's bottled water. And all they would do probably is put their hair on fire in the lavatory if they did have some way of lighting some form of peroxide. But yet we have all these rules now, and we go through a terror scanner that we know our waves are very similar to microwaves. And I walked through the airport in Los Angeles 3 years ago, and I said, have you guys got dosimetry tags on your badges there? Why would we have that? I said, because you're all being exposed to radiation. So if anybody here had cataracts or skin cancer or breast cancer, I said, oh, yeah, a whole lot of us. I said, that's because you're getting irradiated. And you don't know, do you? And they started to go, you can tell they were kind of like, oh, I said, who are you? I said, I'm Dr. Bill Digg. I'm an expert in all of this. I said, if you don't believe me, ask your bosses if they think the terahertz waves are similar. Go online and find out how close they are to microwaves. You think you want to have your microwave door open and cook up your soup or your package of frozen food? No. You're getting sideband frequencies that are similar to microwaves constantly.
Oh, in World War II in Korea, the big thing is before men took shore leave, they would have themselves irradiated to cut back their sperm count by standing in front of radar units.
I know guys were heating up for a ham sandwich on top of the radar scope. In a naval thing.
When I was a little kid in the early 1950s, the General Motors Fair of Progress came to a stadium near us, and they had all of us little kids next to a microwave cooking device that was just open air. And they said, here, put your hand through the beam.
Oh, you're kidding.
It is. Oh, no, they did that. Of course.
You do the same thing with cell phones now and Wi-Fi networks and 5G. When these things can actually hack into your consciousness and make you have insomnia, screw up your pineal gland and sleep cycles and your reticular activating system. And people like to say, well, you can't prove that, Deagle. I'm Deagle, some bitch. I can prove it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of quick things. First, Craig Smith and I deal with a lot of these topics. Yeah. And Money, Morality, and the Machine, our latest book. If any of your audience would like to have an absolutely free postpaid, I mean, you're welcome to pay $20 for it at Amazon. But if you want a book absolutely free and postpaid that will not cost you a penny, 250-page book, you can get it just by calling a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800. I mean, if you like the pattern that I do, some of the mundane stuff that Bill, but not as smart as he is, just call 800-630-1492. Now, you've been talking about why don't we pick up people who are mentally disturbed and so on. I have this vision because I've seen what happens when the government passes a law to get the bad guys, and it winds up getting the good guys, but the bad guys are aligned with the politicians, and so they get a free ride out of it. In other words, all the moral values are turned upside down on their head. I can imagine that there are kids 9 years old right now who, when they become old enough to buy a gun and they go down to get one, they will be told, oh, no, when you were 9 years old, you used Ritalin. And that means you have a mental instability. I mean, they've already taken away.
This is one of the things I see what we call standards of care in the state licensing authority or Health and Human Services. I agree with you. But if we have a rational board of people that are both bipartisan, that involve religious leaders and other people that are on the left and right, they won't be able to get away with this. It has to be open as well. In other words,
balanced, honest medical establishment like they have in Canada under socialism.
It's not a matter of, I don't want to put it in the hands of the doctors, because to be honest with you, if you're an MD, you are 12 times more likely to be a serial killer. Okay, so let's face that fact. You don't want to put the authority in any government hand or a solid or a fixed protocol to say if you've ever been on Ritalin. But what I do want to see is
says Jack the Ripper wasn't actually a medical doctor. Go ahead.
Right. So what I want to see is a fluid system, not a fixed system. For example, one of the worst things that medicine does, and I haven't seen it change much in the last 30 years, okay, the medical system is standard of care. It doesn't matter if you're practicing California or Illinois or Alberta or Nova Scotia. These people have got craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. Their head is so far up their arse, as they say, they haven't seen daylight in decades. And they follow protocols, and they know that if they don't follow the protocol, even if it kills their patients, they're going to be delicensed or lose their hospital privileges. So we have to have a system that gets rid of state licensure, that gets rid of malpractice, that gets rid of standard of care, and has everything based on rationality, logic, and common sense and decency. And there's ways of doing that in a way that won't allow people to be, number one, killed or taken. But
because
also, on the other hand...
And I am.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about being airy-fairy or being a Pollyanna about this. I think there's a way of having an open system. For example, if, let's say, the sheriff and the police officers in that county got this information, and they met in a meeting and looked at the data, they could then bring in this guy in for, say, a 72-hour psych eval. And they could also do the proper studies, which I'd recommend, which is a quantitative EEG, SPECT blood flow scan, blood work to see what the hell's wrong with his brain. Remember, instead of a brain, we had a liver in your skull. We'd say, well, he's got a bad liver. We better bring him in because he's going to die of liver disease. But yet, when we deal with mental health, the left wants to defend mad people who are out on a rampage. And we also don't want them to have the right say, so we're so worried that you're going to actually start picking up people because we don't see the totalitarian regime. We never pick up anybody who literally should be behind psychiatric bars and have their evaluation done. And then we also don't want to chuck people in for prison for decades if we can fix their brain. And we can verify that their frontal lobes are working. We can verify that their brain blood flow is normal and their neurotransmitters are normal. We can verify their behavior, that we've actually healed them. We don't look at it that way, unfortunately, and that's why the medical profession doesn't want to heal disease. As they say, carrion birds eat roadkill, doctors and politicians eat their patients and their voters. What do you think of that?
I think you're undoubtedly right. And, of course, if we were being rational, we'd understand that, for example, in Europe, in Germany, East France, mass killing was done using motor vehicles, trucks.
Exactly.
So are we going to ban trucks? Or trucks beyond a certain size?
We've also hardened society. Look at the violence of movies nowadays. Look at the violence of video games. Look at the violence of the culture. And not only that, look at the violence that the left thinks is okay. In universities or in other places, it's perfectly fine to say, if you disagree with me, I have the right to punch you in the face. You even see the demasculinization of the university campuses. They want pajama boys to go to university. They don't want men. Men that you know, work out, take care of them, want to be a covering protector for their female that's going to be their wife. They don't want that. They want a society where women are dissected away and where eventually human females are not basically irrelevant. They grow their fetuses in birthing centers with genetic engineering, and we have transhumans that are born. We have the X-Men on our lap, and people don't see that coming, do they?
Well, in Black Panther, the movie you referred to, the elite military guard of the king, the black hero of that movie, is all female.
Right.
The females will be the soldiers, probably.
And you know the reason why? And I was told why it was. With testosterone, male hormone, males are more likely to become independent and become leaders. And so they didn't want to empower men with genetic enhancement. So all of the cyborg warrior soldiers are female in DARPA's plant. Did you know that? All of them.
All of them.
All. Not some. All. So you have a 145-pound female that carries a 300-pound backpack, run 50 miles an hour, and jump 40 feet. And can rip your heart out of your chest with nanotech body armor on, and can interactify drones, fire ordinances, and act as an intelligent swarm to destroy you or anybody opposing your force. They don't want males in these cyborg warriors. They want females only.
Well, as the imperial poet said, the female of the species is much deadlier than the male.
Absolutely. That's why the lioness, even if she's half the weight of the lion, when she snarls, the lion says, "Okay, dear." What do you think?
It sounds like human.
Yeah, there you go. There's a reason for that balance, by the way. But if the male ever decided to have a bad attitude, the female would be dead. We don't want to see the balkanization of the family. We've already seen it with race, color, religion, left, right. It's all part of the demonic Luciferic game, the Hegelian dialectic.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.